He saw the linen cloths lying there. In the name of Jesus, amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. I brought a prop with me this morning. I usually don't do props for sermons, but I brought one with me this morning. It's Easter. You do different things. It's a bed sheet. I think it's a king-size bed sheet. It's a fitted sheet, and since today is a day of miracles, I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to fold a fitted sheet. I'm glad somebody laughed and recognized that I was joking about that, because everyone knows that folding a fitted sheet is well nigh impossible. There's YouTube videos on it, which I watched. I'm saying it is possible. You're supposed to iron the thing first. That's not going to happen. But even so, it ended up something like this. There's a step-by-step charts. You can follow online, do this. You like spread yourself out in it, and it's kind of crazy. But that didn't work, which is why. Because in my house, I'm generally the one responsible for putting these things away. If you come to my home and go upstairs to the narrow closet door, the one which is the door to the linen closet, and look inside, you will see a bunch of sheets kind of like this. And that, there'll be tattered sheets. There's some sheets that have some stains on them. Some that even have holes in them that for some reason we hold on to. Some worn very thin, but a lot of sheets stuffed up in a ball like this. In fact, you may want to be careful opening that door. Because if you do, open it carefully, because you might get a bunch of bald sheets jumping up out at you. So that's my linen closet at home. More about that in a moment. But first, our gospel lesson. You may see where this is going. From John, Peter went out with the other disciple. That's most likely John, the one who's writing this whole story, so that we have something to talk about this morning. The two of them are going toward the tomb, both of them running together. But the other disciple, evidently John's the faster one, the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first, and stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, and he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him, went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. You see the picture. Mary Magdalene, she goes to the tomb first. She sees the stone rolled away from the tomb. She runs and tells the disciples. They run to the tomb. They stoop to look in. And what is the very first thing they see? They see the sheets. The cloths. The sheets in which Jesus' dead body had been wrapped. The very first evidence of the resurrection. The first Easter gospel in image are the sheets lying in there, and then get this, the face cloth folded up. It doesn't say this explicitly, of course, but this is the way I'm choosing to see it, and I invite you to see it the same. To see these sheets, the death shroud, the death sheet, the death cloth lying there, not just lying there, but folded up. Absolutely perfectly. Creases 90 degrees, no wrinkles whatsoever, lying there like the sheets you see when you first take them out of the package, when they still have that cardboard thing in there to keep them stiff, folded there perfectly. And why? Because, beloved of the Lord, Jesus is done with them. Because Christ risen means Jesus is done with death, means his work is complete, and means life wins. If you know the rest of this gospel story, maybe you've read a few chapters forward or before, and you know of this character Lazarus, a good friend of Jesus, how he dies, and Jesus is brokenhearted, along with Mary and Martha, his sisters. And Jesus, after a few days, when Lazarus already stinketh, he goes there, and because he is the resurrection and the life, he cries out, "Lazarus, come forth!" And Lazarus comes forth, because you cannot not obey the Lord of life. But how does he come out? With his sheets wrapped up
I'm imagining maybe coming out with the extra sheets that were lying there, maybe under his arm like this. And why does Lazarus come out like that? Because Lazarus will need his sheets again. It's wonderful to have all of you here this morning, but Lazarus is not here because Lazarus died again. He needed his sheets again. He needed his death shroud again. Then, but get this. When Jesus is raised, when he is resurrected, he purposefully stops and takes time to fold the sheet. That's how I'm imagining it anyway. I don't know exactly how it worked. The earthquake and Jesus comes to life and the stone is rolled away and the light is coming in and Jesus is stepping out and he says, "Whoop, I have to make the bed first." And he goes back in and he folds these sheets. Why? Because he's done with them. Because he's done with death. And because he is done with death, that means one day soon, death and everything that death touches will be done for too. Jesus folds the sheets. And he folds your sheets as well. Your sheets. I mean this, maybe in the resurrection, the new heaven, the new earth, there's maid service and whatever beds we have on, they make those. But I'm thinking metaphorically here. Think of your life as a linen closet. And if your life and your linen closet are anything like mine, the comparison is not difficult to draw. Do you have any tattered sheets in your life / linen closet? Maybe sheets that are tattered because of years of use and even abuse. Are some of the sheets in your linen / life closet stained? Maybe with stains of your own making. Maybe someone else stained them. Maybe you've tried and tried and tried to erase those stains, erase them from your memory. But maybe those stains just stay there and they mock you with their indelible staininess. Or are your sheets worn thin like you are worn thin? Or maybe, get this, maybe some of your sheets in your life / linen closet have holes in them. And let me stretch the metaphor a little bit and wonder if maybe some of the holes in your life / linen closet sheets are the exact shape of some person. Some person who was at one point there, but now there's just a gap there. Some person, especially at this time of year, a person you can't help but think of, a person who in all their messiness and all their tatteredness and all their frayedness, you would give anything to have back in your life / linen closet. Or maybe it's just this. Maybe your life / linen closet is just so stuffed full of balled up sheets that you are just terrified that one day someone actually is going to come and open that door and all of those balled up sheets are going to come tumbling out for all to see. And if that's the case, and it is, I have news for you. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Jesus is raised, and he folds the sheets. The folded sheets in Jesus' empty tomb are the evidence, are the pointer. The grave clothes with perfect corners, the gospel promise via textiles, the sure thing confirmation that there is nothing in your life that is too tattered or too torn or too frayed or too worn thin or too balled up. Nothing in your life that is too tattered that the Lord of life cannot bring something beautiful out of it. That face cloth, once placed upon the dead face of Jesus on Good Friday, on the day when everything seemed hopeless and dark, that nothing could come, that face cloth folded by the risen Jesus himself, set there by itself, crease and wrinkle-free for Peter and John and you and me to see, proclaims that when things are the worst they could possibly be for you, when your linen closet is a holy hell of a mess, God is not done with it. When you are in the midst of one of those holy hells of a mess, and they come too often, don't they? When you are in the midst of one of those, think of these sheets. Think of these sheets, the one in Jesus' otherwise empty tomb. See those sheets and that cloth set just right. Set just right in a way that only God could set right, and see them set right as a preview of the great setting right to come. When all our messed up sheets finally get folded, when all those grievous gaps finally get filled, when all the tattered edges get hemmed, and when all the sheets worn thin are thickened with forever rest, those sheets folded in the tomb, the first thing Jesus' disciples saw, the hint of the greater joys to come, they are the pre-folding of the great folding to come. When all those sheets and all the grave cloths are once and for all folded perfectly and put away in a closet, never to be seen again because they're not needed anymore. When once and for all the funeral palls, those grand sheets that churches throw over coffins, and many of you have seen it thrown over the coffins of those you love in this place, when all those funeral palls are repurposed and stitched together into a grand tablecloth for the feast of life and joy that never ever, ever ends. So go home and make your bed. Clean the linen closet. Do whatever you want. Jesus folds the sheets. What good news! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.